The city of Jacksonville is looking at an economic incentives package for yet another unnamed company. This after recently approving this year's 10th such deal. Jacksonville Daily Record reporter David Cotton is here to talk about whether these deals provide a good return for taxpayers. I'm Jessica Palumbo, and that's this week's Business Brief. So what is on the table now before the city council, David?
Project Flamingo. And you're probably thinking, wow, that's a weird name for a company. And that's not the name of the company. That is the code name this business is using to negotiate with the city. What we do know about it is a national publicly traded hair and skincare products manufacturer. They're looking to set up shop in Northwest Jacksonville in exchange for about $1.4 million in taxpayer-backed incentives. They plan to hire new employees.
And what kind of incentives is the city looking at offering them?
The city likes to offer what are called REV grants, which is basically a break on property taxes over the next 10 years. They also use workforce grants. So depending on the amount of employees this company hires, they'll get a couple of $1,000s for every employee. The city picks up part of that. The state picks up part of that. But really, it all depends on whether or not this company actually hires their employees. And also, when it comes to these property tax breaks, they have to invest so much into the facility. There's typically a number for that. So they don't get these incentives until they meet those benchmarks.
Now, there have been 10 already approved in the single year. So the city has a track record of saying yes, yes, yes. Do these things work for the city?
Well, under Mayor Lenny Curry, the Office of Economic Development, which oversees all of these deals, they've said that yes, all of these companies, minus one recently, adheres to the agreement. I mean, these are legal binding documents. So these companies want their incentives. So they'll do everything possible to reach those benchmarks.
Lots of companies start in Jacksonville and they don't ask for incentives and they just do their thing. Why does Jacksonville feel the need to offer these things to companies that are relocating?
Well, it's because these big corporations know that they're going to get incentives if they ask for it. Nationally, we saw Amazon do this whole dog and pony show this summer, asking cities to tell them what they would give them to move their corporate headquarters. Companies on a smaller scale do that in the state of Florida and in Jacksonville because they know these cities really want to bring jobs. Every politician runs on, we're going to bring more jobs, we're going to bring more development to your areas. And Jacksonville's no different. They want to attract these companies, and they know if they can give just a little bit of incentive money, it may be the difference in that company going to Jacksonville over maybe South Carolina or Georgia. And under Rick Scott, the governor of Florida currently, there's been a huge emphasis in using incentives to attract companies.
So what's next for Project Flamingo?
Well, the city council is going to look over this legislation during the next couple of weeks. If it's following the trend of all of the other economic development agreements we've seen recently, it's sure to pass.
That's Jacksonville Daily Record reporter David Cotton. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and that's this week's Business Brief.